It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 886.
What's happening, guys? What's going
on?
Gemma Watts sitting in for Tommy Jacket, and we're joined with an all-star cast, Jess Lucas and Tully Smythe from Too Much Tully. How are we?
I'm so good. This is a real, like,
good. Happy birthday!
happy birthday. Whoa.
Thank you so much. It is my 33rd birthday today, guys. Very exciting times. I've made it to 33. Who would have thought it? Not me.
You look great. I
mean, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jem. Thanks. I was just saying that Jem looks beautifully bronzed, which I'm very jealous about because I look like I don't know, Casper the Ghost. And then we've got Jess, who is absolutely translucent.
Doesn't rock a
pasty
rocket
hand. Or something.
Yeah, no, pasty.
Yeah, you're not translucent. Translucent is. I think if you look translucent, you have a serious medical issue that would need addressing.
Also, I feel like my light might be washing me out a little bit.
Yeah, sure. It's the light. Mm-hmm.
I think you look great, Jess. And so,
Josh, how do you feel about being in a show with three girls? This has never happened before, has it? Is this a first for the Daily Talk Show?
Yeah, this is the first time. I'm feeling.
But Josh spent high school hanging out with the girls and doing the clapping games to win them over.
Boys are cheats and liars. They're such a big disgrace. They'll tell you anything to get to second baseball.
Baseball, he thinks he's going to score.
If you let him go all the way. Anyway, sorry, everyone, already. What's been going on? Jem Watts, congrats on 4 years of Glow Journal.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That date sneaks up every year and it's just, I was just feeling all the feelings, which is big for me, as you know. I was like, what are these?
Something that you're more comfortable talking about, Tully, you were asking Jem about maskiny. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So this is the thing, guys. I am a tomboy. I literally was putting on eyeshadow with my finger until 2017, maybe. Really, really bad. Really, really bad with stuff.
No. That was only three years ago.
I'm not anymore. Don't worry, Jem. I'm not anymore. So I often DM Jem and I feel bad because it feels like you've got a friend who's a doctor or, you know, a friend who's a lawyer and you casually try and get, like, solicited advice from them without paying for it. Like, I always feel a bit guilty doing it.
Is this a defamation case? How many times do we send that to lawyer mates?
So I just, like, slip on in. I don't even bother making small talk. I'm like, hey, Jem, so I've seen this thing on Instagram or I've heard about this new product. Like, is it legit? What's the deal? What's the best one? What's the, you know, the best one for value for money? And I was just asking Jem, because maskne, obviously, guys, is a serious problem. Here in Victoria, masks are compulsory everywhere when you leave the house. And I've recently been sent two silk masks from a girlfriend of mine who is a makeup artist who has pivoted her business and is now doing silk face masks. And I was going to ask Jem, because I've heard that they are not antibacterial, but, like, there's less chance of getting maskne by using a silk mask. And I was going to ask my beauty guru, Gemma, whether that was legit or not.
I don't want to get in trouble, but I have some thoughts on silk masks.
I would love to hear them.
So I'm interviewing a doctor about maskne this afternoon. It's not. So the thing, my understanding of silk, it's not my understanding of silk, it's silk. It's not absorbent. So that's the whole, like, the beauty of a silk pillow slip is that other than, like, you're not getting the friction with your hair, they market it as kind of a skincare thing because it's not soaking up your skincare products, which is also the beauty of a silk eye mask. If you're sleeping face down on your pillow like I do, if it's cotton, it drinks up all of your skincare products, whereas the silk is like, I don't want this. So given that silk is not absorbent, I just don't see how that's going to create the best environment for your skin, because the whole reason we're getting maskne, I don't love that turn of phrase, but I guess it's what we're going with.
We're getting condensation on the face, essentially, aren't we?
Well, basically, you're changing your, like, immediate environment to one that is super, super humid. So that's why people's rosacea is flaring up. That's why they're getting breakouts, because it's basically just like a breeding ground for bacteria.
So, Jem, on that, why did we think that it was a good idea? Like, boys, like teenage boys, love wearing silk boxer shorts. That seems like the worst.
Do you want cotton?
Yeah. What were we doing? I guess they had the like Simpsons didn't prints
they,
on it.
No, hang on. Didn't they like slink underneath your school pants easier because they're slinky?
Yeah, but I just but it's a breeding ground.
It's all about what it looked like up the top, though, wasn't it? Coming out of your shorts, you needed to have that big puff up the top.
Mm-hmm. So what you're telling me is there is no good option when it comes to maskne and masks.
Well, I mean, I was the more breathable, the better. But the whole point of the mask is that what you're breathing out is not escaping. So,
we can't do a Lana Del Rey with a mesh mask.
Oh, fuck that! No, no.
So bad that she's wearing that out and like promoting.
That needs she needs to get in the bin with that.
How often are you all washing your mask, Jess? Have you put a mask through a washing cycle yet?
Yeah, I have, but I've only done it maybe once or twice. These are brand newies, though. I was rocking the medical ones for a while, and then obviously can't wash them, so I was rocking them for like a couple of weeks, which is naughty, I know. But
I was a bandana girl, so I've recently had to switch to an actual mask, which has been interesting because I really prefer the bandana. It was much more breathable. I know it's not probably ideal, but I could breathe.
I mean, the fragrance of the washing detergent's an issue. Like, I feel like I noticed that after washing it, it felt like I was going to have some sort of respiratory issues because it smelled great, but you don't necessarily want to be breathing that in. Jem, have you been washing
fragrance
your mask
isn't or? Good for the skin either. Yeah, but I've been doing a hand wash every single time I get home because I'm not really going places. I'm going to and from Chris's and then like for walks, but I'm doing a boiling hand wash. I'm using like antibacterial detergent, and then there's mask sanitizer, which is like hand sanitizer. So I'm drying it in the sunshine because the heat and the light and the UV is apparently good for it. Yeah. And then I'm spritzing it with mask sanitizer. It's a whole routine, which I guess is pretty true to form for me.
So does this mean any sort of lipstick, lip balms, glosses, are you avoiding all of them?
Yeah, you just can't really do it. No.
What about like a balm? I think that like there's obviously like the gloss and the lipsticks don't make any sense, but just having a balm for keeping your lips moist still has
a balm utility. Falls under the category of skincare, I think.
Sure.
But colour cosmetics are just it's not a thing you can really do with a mask.
My concern is it's been okay. Like even now it's chilly again today. When it's kind of cooler, you almost feel like the mask kind of protects your face from the wind, from wind chill. However, we've had a couple of really hot days and I shudder to think what it's going to be like when it gets warmer more consistently, because when it's like 29 degrees and you've got a mask on your face, it's just like, oh, the heat, you can't escape it.
Yeah. I mean,
my mum bought me one. And it was literally like a doona on my face. That's how thick it was. It was like a quilted material and it's so thick that you can't breathe in it. Yeah. It's the police
one. I got a new one
yesterday
and it's the best thing I've maybe ever owned. We were saying like how sad is it that I got these masks and I was like, what a stunning mask. Like that's not a sentence that I would have said a few months ago. But Phoebe from The Blow sent them and it says, give me attention, which felt very on brand for me.
That is so on brand for you. I was on a fast fashion website, won't mention the name, the other day and they were selling a three-piece. It was a bikini bottom, a bikini top and a matching mask in the same fabric. As the bikini. And I was like, is this where we're at? Is this 2020 now? Oh my goodness.
Well,
did you buy it? Because that would be a good Instagram post.
Not only would it be content. I mean, it would be great for content, but also if you think about bottoms and the breathability and what the technology that's gone into that, maybe there's something in. Maybe we should be wearing sort of bikini style fabric as masks.
I've seen some like neoprene ones, like the wetsuit material ones. But again, that seems like it'd be too thick for your face.
It's to keep the heat in. That's why a wetsuit exists, to keep you warm. Sure.
But bikinis are a bit different to wetsuits, aren't they? Like, you know, the material.
You're right. I haven't seen one in a swimsuit material yet. I'm sure there is one. I mean, I saw one on that fast fashion website. But I thought it was more the fact that it was matching the bikini, maybe we'd be more inclined to wear them on the beach. I don't know. It was a very confronting sight seeing this beautiful model with this.
I mean, I feel one of the problems that I'm finding is the, not to make it all about the lockdowns and things like that, but the we're encouraged to just binge eat at parks because you can only basically take your mask off when you're eating. And so we think that we're drinking. Being clever.
Yeah, binge drink at parks. Yeah.
And I so just this have a drink in my hand at all times.
Also, this is the deal. Like I actually said, Bree and I are going to the park tonight. And she's like, we'll drive to the park. I'm like, oh, babe, we won't be able to drive home. She's like, what are you planning at the park? And I'm like, oh, well, I've got some what am I starting to drink, Jess? What are they called? The Seltzers. Babes?
Yeah, an alcoholic soda water.
Yeah, I've got a – yeah, and so I'm going to be rocking them at the park like the real basic bitch that I am. But what's on everyone's picnic list? If you have to bring one thing, what are you bringing to the picnic?
Booze. Obviously booze.
Yeah.
Clearly.
What about a food? What about any food at all, Tully?
Cheese, obviously.
Sure.
Cheese is good, but you have to eat the cheese really quickly. Like you can't have a leisurely picnic for a couple of hours because the cheese would just sit there and get like hot and a bit melty. Mm. I like a big chunk of watermelon, pre-cut, and you can just pick up the slices, mainly because it makes a good Instagram photo, to be honest.
Watermelon is the worst thing in the whole world.
What? You don't like watermelon?
I know. Big day for you guys. You've probably never heard anyone say that.
It's such an unoffensive fruit. Like it doesn't offend anybody.
And I use a watermelon which is offensive. Face spray that you gave me, Jem.
Yeah, it's great in skincare. Glow Journal. It smells beautiful. Yeah. Smells.
Is it the Glow Journal one?
Glow Journal would be my business. You're thinking of Glow Recipe, but very close. I just hate it. I hate watermelon and I hate celery because, like, what are you? I understand that they're, like, not offensive, but if you're going to be a fruit or a vegetable, I want you to bring me something that I can't get elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean,
crunchy water.
The
what
celery.
What would you pack then, Jem?
Yeah, what
I've become pretty good at picnicking. I take the champagne. Because I know that I'm going to drink the most of it and I think it's rude to expect other people to bring your alcohol. So I just bring copious amounts of bubbles and then pastries, like little Danishes and croissants and things.
You've been posting some great almond croissants. They're probably they're up there when it comes to quality. Where are you getting your almond croissants from?
You wouldn't read about it, but the shitty Coles near my house, which is truly the worst Coles of all time. It is not good. Whenever a new brand is announced as coming into Coles, it's not there. But they redid their like bakery section and they have a Laurent patisserie section where Laurent like bring in the goods every morning.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Wow. Magnificent.
That is so good.
Jess, what would you bring?
Cheese.
Cheese, just cheese.
I'd have the cheese. Would
you, a soft cheese or a hard cheese? Are you rocking like a wheel of brie or are you going for sort of a sharp, tasty cheddar?
We're going brie. It's my favourite thing ever with quince.
Quince paste. Yeah, quince paste is great.
I feel like
I love a cheese board, but
my family has. Sorry?
You go. Well, I just think cheese is hard at a picnic. Yeah. Two cheeses.
No, two quinces.
Two quinces. Oh. So what's a two different?
The quince to cheese ratio needs to be right. You can't be just slithering this stuff off.
And so is quince, it's just a fruit at this point? Is this what we know about quince? So I know that it turns into a paste. I know the paste, but where is it coming from? Has anyone ever asked this?
I've got no idea. I'm going to Google it right now. Yeah.
I mean, you can get different flavors like fig and walnut.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I mean, so it's almost like like marmalade. What is the fruit in marmalade?
Quince fruit. What does it look like?
I think you get different.
It's yellow. Flavors. What the hell, guys? A quince is yellow. This can't be right.
Quince.
It looks like a little mini. This is bizarre.
Quince fruit.
That just blew my mind. Who would have thought?
How to cook quince, poached quince. I mean, we're all looking for ISO things to do. We could be making our own quince.
We could be making our own quince paste.
Quince cheese.
Looking for ISO things to do. I had such a big to-do list. I signed up to Masterclass in April and I still haven't opened it.
But it's not about actually watching it. It's just about having it. Haven't you learned that, Jem?
Yeah, true. I had grand plans.
Surely by now you are like a professional dancer because I swear to God I wake up every single morning or maybe it's when I go to bed and you're doing a dance class, I swear, once a day at least.
Three times a week. Three times a day.
I'm like, Jem's dancing again. What dance is it today? Is it like a Showtime one? Is it like a funky one? Is it like a break it down street funk one? Like,
I mean, as much as I would love to hear you reel off more dance genres, what else is there? What are some other ones?
Clearly, I'm not a dancer. I actually got sent. I got invited to do one of the dance classes that Jem does as part of, like, to be fair, the PR industry and events industry has been pretty bloody amazing during this whole thing. Like, how they've managed to still make events happen with all these wild and interesting different Zoom calls and different ideas. It's been pretty impressive. And I was invited to do one of Jem's dance classes as part of an event, and I messaged Jem. She saw me post about I got given like a onesie to do it in. And
was it a onesie or like a leotard?
It's literally they're the new thing. It's a leotard, but like, okay, they're cool leotards.
Okay, sure.
Like, I think it's cool. Technically a unitard if you were
unitard. Like,
yeah.
And so it's a. So, because when you say onesie, I think of you in like a giraffe pattern, sort of like.
Okay, thick. No, sorry. Okay, no, it's super cute. I was apprehensive only because I am so tall, and generally jumpsuits, play suits, onesies don't fit me properly.
Mm-hmm. Camel City.
Exactly, yeah. Camel Toe City. But they looked really cool with like all these like super like amazing yogis are wearing them, and they come in these really cool patterns of different backs. Anyway, I got one. I was excited to have one, and it fit me weirdly. And I felt like I could do anything.
It's an amazing fabric, that brand.
You feel like you can do any physical activity. Mm. Like, I could go rock climbing. I could do
how would I feel
yoga.
About going rock climbing in it? Like, will I feel comfortable?
You just feel very supported in every
good.
Way.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Your tits feel supported. Mm-hmm. You know, your butt's that. Lifted. Mm-hmm. You could do any stretch or like splits. Anyway, point is that I was offered to do one of these dance classes as part of the event, and Jem saw me post about it and DM'd me, and I was like, I am absolutely not participating in that. Or if I do, it'll be with my camera off, because you just don't want to see me try and dance. It's an embarrassment. But Jem, you've been doing a lot of them.
Yeah, well, my goal, I think I've talked about this on the show before, I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, but this year I was like, I have to go back to dancing because I did it for 18 years and I've missed it. And then obviously studios closed. So Gabby, who Josh knows, was like, I'm just going to start teaching them online, because online dance classes existed, but they can still be a bit stuffy and intimidating despite being on Zoom. So she was like, I just want to do something that's fun. And people do switch their cameras off. A bunch of people from the Gronk squad have been doing them, which is great.
My thing is, how do you have the room for it? Because, like, I can barely find a slither of space to put a mat down for some kind of like kick workout. I don't know how you find the space to like jump around and stuff.
A lot of it is, this is the downside of it, but a lot of it, she will teach it, so you're kind of just like doing it sort of on the spot. And then if there's like a traveling step, she gives modifications. She's very clever.
Well, it's hard for you, Tully, because you've got basically a commercial bar behind you, so you've got to be careful of of not knocking into that.
True.
I mean, how?
It's my pride and joy, guys. My pride and joy.
How do you moderate when you have something like that, Tully? Are you a weekday drinker? Because I'm new to drinking, and Bree has started saying, like, you probably shouldn't. Do you think,
Josh,
I've been drinking for too
I said
long
to you,
say that?
I said to you, I think 12 months ago, you need to stop saying I'm new to drinking.
I started when I was like 28 and I'm now 30. So it's been like 2 years. But it's all
Isn't
still
it funny that it's after you met me? I don't know if that's a coincidence.
Hang on, I got drunk with you in LA last year. What are you talking about?
And so that's exactly. That was a year ago. That was
Yeah. Both me and my housemate, Peter, we both enjoy a cocktail or two. Mm-hmm. If you look, you can't see it, but to my right here is a whole bunch of expensive red wine. That's Peter's. I'm not a huge red wine drinker. Mm-hmm. And then we have a bunch of spirits to my left, which are for cocktails. And that's your question, Josh. I mean, are we talking normally or like during lockdown? Because they're very different.
I would like to – what were you drinking? What were your habits before lockdown, and what are they now?
Well, look, to be fair, actually, in normal times, as Jem can attest, we usually have a couple of events throughout the week. So I am drinking throughout the week because we've got events. And you don't go to an event – I can't think of a single event I've gone to where alcohol hasn't been served. Even the morning ones, like the yogi events, there's generally some kind of alcoholic option available if you want it.
If there's not, I'm not going. Simple.
Well, most people are like, oh, no, I'll just have a kombucha. And I'm like, no, I'll have the mimosa, thank you.
Hold the orange juice. But now,
yes, just a dash of OJ, thanks. But now, yeah, I'm probably drinking. Look, we have a big blowout once a week. My housemate and I have a big, either like a boozy, like a Sunday lunch or like a Sunday roast, and we go pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Like playing music? Like what's the vibe?
Yeah. We end up, I mean, it's weird. Every week something weird happens. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, we decided to try and master shuffling. Mm-hmm. And so my housemate had a YouTube video up of how to shuffle. We were trying to learn how to shuffle in our living room. It's weird times. The other weekend, she held a plank for 6 minutes. Sometimes I do squats. It gets really acrobatic. Look, mm-hmm. it's an odd time over here during lockdown. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm drinking quite a bit. I won't lie.
Mm-hmm. And Jess, you've gone the other way. You went from being an absolute animal when it came to booze, and now you haven't been drinking at all. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. But as soon as Tully and I get back in the office, we're going hard again. Mm-hmm. We're moving our recordings to the afternoon so that we can drink through to the, you know, sure. afterwards we'll go get dinner, that kind of thing.
Am I right? That would be nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There is something about pasta and alcohol. Like one of my favorite things to do is drink and then eat pasta too quickly. Like there is something about it where it's almost like your final meal. Anyone else eating like that? Just me? Mm-hmm. Just smashing gnocchi like it's
I will smash gnocchi at any time of any day because it's my favorite thing in the whole world, but I don't specifically crave it after drinking. No. Oh,
interesting. What do you crave?
I generally drink with most meals. It doesn't have to be pasta. Mm.
Yeah, sure. But what do you crave? Are there certain foods? Unfortunately, Dan Murphy's Dan Murphy's has, fuck, it doesn't sound right, but I'll go with it. Dan Murphy's has a chocolate hazelnut.
You're
going
to explain this whole thing. You haven't told anyone why. Okay,
yeah, so.
Oh, no, it's been, you've discussed it on the podcast during the week.
I spoke on the show.
But he didn't say what the reason was.
Corporate what's singular. The reason? Yeah, so corporate singular. So the apple is rather than apple are. So I always think about these things as like the entity. I don't think of them as a single entity. I think of them as all of the people working at Apple. So I'm always like, oh, yeah, Apple mm-hmm. are developing this new thing. And so mm-hmm. Jess brought it up with me saying that our whole team is saying the wrong thing because I do it and so I'm trying to be better. Anyway, so Dan Murphy's, they have... They or Dan Murphy's.
We just went through this.
Yeah, but so what has. Dan Murphy's has a chocolate coated almonds at their at the front of the store. It's one of the, like the chocolates they have has. Fuck. I can't tell
it.
A story.
Everyone this is says so, it. It's fine.
Yeah, okay,
it's
great. Anyway. Yeah, I've worked out that the combination of eating the like they're too many almonds, like that you're talking like a 500 gram bag, and it's impossible when you are drinking to not eat them all. But I actually think that I'm somewhat allergic to the combination. Have you found that there's anything that you can eat on its own, but then if you bring it with booze or you bring it with something else, it's actually a little bit toxic to your body?
What are you on about, Josh? What do you mean?
So I can eat I can normally eat chocolate coated almonds, no problem. But if I have a wine and then have chocolate coated almonds, I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack.
Well, it's just more sugar.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ice cream would be one of those things, I think, too.
Who the hell's eating ice cream with wine? What is wrong with you?
Do you ever do that when you get home and you've gone to Macca's?
Yeah, definitely.
What? And have a wine and an ice cream?
Yeah.
What? Okay, wait, I've got something that I... You've drinking wine all day? You guys are weird, man. You got to listen about your diet.
I just don't want sweets when I'm drinking.
No, really? Neither.
I don't want them.
Yeah, well, see, I think I go the other way. Jess, what were you going to say there?
Well, the first question that you asked was pairings, food and wine. Mm-hmm. There is nothing better than a Friday night after work, going and sitting with your girlfriends or your workmates or whatever, straight off about 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, in the sun with a big bowl of chips and aioli. and wine.
Like hot Heaven. Chips.
Am I right?
Chippies. Yes, you're not wrong.
Hot chips.
Oh, that's great. Actually,
Kelly doesn't agree.
I'm a fries girl, but sure, fries and aioli.
Fries.
Where
I'm
do
not
you
a
reckon
chippy gal.
The best you are or you aren't?
I'm not. I'm not
what
chippy
are
gal.
You? You're not a sweets person. You're not a.
I am a sweets person. Just not when I'm drinking wine.
But Tully's a roast gal.
So I'm a
like,
roast gal.
Yeah, you like roast. Leg.
No, I am. When I order Macca's or whatever, I just don't get the chips. I just get the burger and the Coke.
That's strange.
Are you okay?
Yeah. What's going
chippy,
on? What and what happens with those chips?
They don't give them to me.
And so, but you're paying for them or no?
No,
you just don't
the
get
thing.
The meal.
No, you can get singular items.
Okay, yeah, sure. I've never done it.
I don't want to waste food.
No, not many.
I might have like one or two chips, but I don't want to throw out a near full chip packet. It's just a waste of food.
What place do you think does the best chips, hot chips?
Well, I wouldn't
in
know.
Melbourne?
I'm not, you know, the authority on that because I don't eat the chippies.
Uh-huh. Jess, where do you think, what's your favourite place to get hot chips?
Takeaway wise, Grilled does really good sweet potato chips.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they were doing
and
it.
And generally normal potato chips too.
Yeah, I do like, is it Hunky Dory maybe that does like the sweet potato chips that have like real clear lines? They're quite good.
Apparently, you know, Salsa's? Apparently Salsa's chips are the best.
Well, they do.
Frooms.
They do a lot of herby sort of stuff with them. I also love. What's the chicken shop on Swan Street? That's going to annoy me. They're also on Port Melbourne Bay Street.
Bell's?
No.
Bell's Hot Chicken?
What is it, Breezer? Fox's Den.
Hi, Bree.
Fox's Den. Yeah, Fox's Den. But they do very good big, thick chips. And with aioli, it's great. Jem, where do you think the best hot chips are in Melbourne?
Well, I've never really thought about it. If it's a potato, I'm going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
It's quite simple. This is crazy because I'm a fries person. McDonald's make the best fries. Josh, we maybe had this conversation 12 months ago. Was it you? It seems like a conversation I would have with you about someone who was talking about how McDonald's is like, they're the best at everything that they do. A business like that could not survive unless they were just pumping out consistent, high quality things. And the only, like, if they started doing, like, you know, gourmet bits and bobs, everyone else is rooted because they would find a way to be the best at it. So, McDonald's fries. Magnificent.
No, I have to disagree. Okay. Hungry Jack's is way better than Macca's.
Really?
Do they do fries?
Yeah,
or chips?
Yeah. No, they do fries. They do fries.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had Hungry Jack's.
So I actually, you've never had Hungry Jack's?
Not to my knowledge. I'm sure that I have.
Wait, what do you mean? In general or fries from Hungry Jack's?
No. I'm sure I have it maybe like an airport or something.
Guys, I have a confession.
There's not one near me.
Okay.
I drove to the Hungry Jack's near the office yesterday after we spoke about it and I got myself a Whopper Junior with cheese takeaway.
I respect that. I mean,
put it in my head early in the morning and I couldn't get it out of my head for the rest of the day. It is just in my 5K radius and I was like, fuck it.
You can do whatever you want.
It's the win at the moment, isn't it? Looking at what's in the 5K and just being like, I feel like a hunter. I'm like, what do I have access to? Like, where am I?
Yeah, for
Where's
sure.
my hunting zone?
That's exactly what hunter-gatherers do as well.
Yeah. And you feel more bonded to the friends you have in your 5K radius because you're like, well, I said the other day to my girlfriend, Lainey, I was like, I can only go as far as your house because she lives sort of just on the edge near like Abbott Park Lake. And I was like, you're as far as I can go. You're my furthest friend. I can't go further than you. That's it. I can meet you at Abbott Park Lake and that's it.
Jem, you talking about us evangelizing McDonald's or saying that they are, you know, world class.
Yeah, where did I hear this conversation?
Well, so I'll tell you something that happened about, how long ago would it have been now? Maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Vintage.
When McDonald's brought out the Create Your Taste menu.
I remember that.
And I went to McDonald's and I did the whole experience and I was just blown away, right? Like I order it and it's like on a screen and then you get a fucking table number and you sit down. I felt like I was in the first class lounge at Singapore. You know, like it was super duper luxe. And I took a photo. And I said, you know, just like McDonald's, you know, killed it with the McCafe, they have done it again with Create Your Taste. This is yeah, amazing. Anyway, so I did this Instagram post, and then about 6 weeks later, I caught up with Hamish Blake, and he had been an MC at their annual event. And the marketing person from McDonald's said, "We're getting an amazing response. Look at what people are saying." And it was my Instagram post.
Oh, my God, amazing.
They said, "This is just a random guy we looked into. It's all legit. This is what people are saying." And
you made it. Yeah, influencer.
And I just love the idea that that in some sort of McDonald's shareholder meeting, my face
they
is there.
They know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Your name is known.
Exactly. And so I haven't
been
there.
Do you think about that, Tully? I sometimes think about that, like when you do influencer stuff, the fact that then there's going to be a board meeting afterwards mm-hmm. where your picture pops up on some sort of very corporate slideshow.
Well, Jess can speak to this because Jess has yeah. been known to have decks in her previous company of with course. Your face on it, Jem. Is that true? Is that
well,
true?
Well, both Jess? Tully and Jem, yeah.
Yeah, I've got friends in the industry, in various industries, either client side or in, you know, in ad agencies or marketing agencies or parents, and they'll often send me like a funny, like a photo they've taken on their phone or like a screen grab of a deck they've been sent, and it's my face, you know, my stats, you know, why they want to, why they choose to target me. It's, yeah, I
a
mean, it's always
blurb about you and what you're about.
Yeah, it's definitely a compliment. You know, if you're doing it, you're obviously doing a good job. If you're coming up in people's decks, it's mm-hmm. never, you know, it's kind of flattering. It's like, oh, that obviously means that I'm considered
something
semi-decent influencer. Yeah.
That's how I feel every time I get paid. I look at my bank account right. and I'm like, you are good at your job.
Well, it's how I mean, it's funny when there are things that aren't paid that you, like for instance, Jess, with the orange wine on Too Much Tully, mm-hmm. you know, I spoke about this orange wine that I discovered that I loved and suddenly my inbox is blowing up with people who are buying it. You can only get it from this one particular boutique-y bottle shop in Melbourne, and they've sold out now. And I'm like, fuck, is this my doing? Like, did I sell yes. out? It might be.
Absolutely.
I'm like, is it my fault that I can't get my own – like now I can't get my own orange wine because people are drinking it, which is great. I'm glad that they're enjoying it.
Did it with CeraVe. I shot myself in the foot because now you can't get CeraVe in any Chemist Warehouse nationally.
it's great, but also
the worst thing ever.
Yeah, you need to
stock
up.
I do take what you say as gospel.
You need to stock up before you do that sort of thing. So I hear that people will be buying things for Christmas earlier this year. I think I heard even an ad by OzPost being like, get in early.
Yeah.
Have we started thinking about
it's
Christmas
presents?
It's
by the 14th of December. You have to send your
stuff
by the
14th.
I've got
to do gift guides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what does this mean? Gift guides, Jem?
The Glow Journal gift guide is probably like our biggest week of the year every year because I started doing them three years ago now. It would have been the second year of it because I feel like Josh, maybe you have looking for presents for Breezer, but mm-hmm. Jess and Tully will understand if you're looking for beauty like recommendations and if you're searching like beauty gift guide, it would just come up with a stock image and the name of the product and the price, and you would just have to click through until you mm-hmm. found something that was interesting to you. So I was like, okay, we need something where it's not stock images because I want to know that the person writing about it has actually tried the product and enjoys using it. There needs to be more information beyond just the blurb that the company has supplied. And it needs to be broken down by price because everyone's got a different budget. I just want to be able to say, okay, this is how much I want to spend. Click here, blah, blah, blah. So I started doing these gift guides where there's three price categories and then I work through skin, makeup, like advent calendar type things. So it's a huge undertaking and it's probably the only not sponsored content that I'm doing, but it serves the people.
And so how
do
is this on your website or what's
yeah.
the like, okay, great. And
I usually,
are you gonna have it ready?
Well, I usually pump it out first week of December. Mm-hmm. But now I'm gonna have to
do it a bit earlier. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just
a
shame because
long time.
Yeah, but I'm too busy to do it at the moment, but I have to. I just won't sleep for
even
a bit
Bree was time. Saying she's the marketing director at Hey Tiger, the chocolate company, and she was saying that she's prepared for November being the big thing. So I do wonder what, because I'm terrible when it comes to Christmas stuff. Like I'll leave it till I'm like, okay, what can I get? Like I remember I have bought Brie, one of the first things I bought her for a birthday present was a Nintendo DS. And she'd only ever mentioned it once But JB Hi-Fi was the only thing open after sort of 7:30 p.m. the night before.
That's just lazy, JJ.
Well, so this is, it's not lazy. It's just a prioritization thing.
No, it's lazy. That's just plain lazy.
And so anyway, I want to get.
Hates people as well doing it that late.
Yeah. Yeah, it's annoying. And so I would love to. I love the idea of e-commerce. Perfect. Mm. But for whatever reason, there's a gap between when Christmas is and when I need to buy everything. And so I'm keen to use this as like, okay, I'm going to pretend like Christmas is next week. Let's get it all sorted. And so when's everyone doing their Christmas shopping this year then? Jess?
I don't know. Probably start of December. But do you know what? There's Black Friday and Cyber Monday now. So if you do want to make some savings on anything, you can save up there.
I find it really hard to think about Christmas until my birthday is up, guys.
I'm the same.
Today
I'm
is exactly my birthday.
The same.
I can't think about Christmas until my birthday is done. So I'm going to have to wait. About
your you present. Say it like you're giggling, but I'm exactly the same. I can't Christmas until my birthday's over.
It's like when's me first, and then I think about other people. You're November, aren't you, Jen?
November 28.
And so
well done.
It's leaving it. It's leaving it late though, Jem. Like it's
I'll be fine.
Yeah. And so I think
I think I heard that you have to. They're suggesting you post your if you have to post them if they're physical presents. You have to post them by the 14th of December. I think is what I heard.
Yeah.
To be 100%. I think that's. I don't know if that's express or regular post, but to be 100%. You know, bang on the money.
Any retail?
We'll just be getting housey things. So.
Oh sure. Whatever. Yeah, what's the latest on the house? Have you found a place or what's the deal?
Well, open for inspections are back up and happening again, so that's great because they stopped for a while and I would sooner remove a limb than purchase a property based on a virtual tour. It would be like buying a formal gown from AliExpress. What you end up with is absolutely not what you saw online.
But a good price.
So true, so true.
they're back up again. Had you asked me a week ago, I would have been like, there's not really anything of interest to us, but there's been a couple this week that
I mean
kind of same thing you said
Architectural Digest, anyone else watching that YouTube channel?
Weirdly, I'm not watching that.
I want to live with Kendall Jenner.
Why the hell would I be watching that show when there's so much other stuff to watch on?
What do you mean? What else is there to watch? We're selling Sunset?
No, I'm not into that either. Currently finishing Emily in Paris, which is a dumpster fire, but I can't look away.
Okay.
Can you explain it to me? So I don't
understand.
And people
keep telling me I look like her. So I feel a little bit like, you know, I'm that egotistical that I'm watching a show because I'm like, oh, I do look a little bit like her. look, it's gross. It's by the makers of Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. So it had great premise starring Lily Collins, who's very, very thin, very thin. And she is a Chicago marketing intern that gets sent to Paris to give this marketing company a American point of view. And obviously she struggles in Paris. They all hate her. It's been slammed by people from Paris because it's just super cliche. It's every cliche that you can imagine about Paris. You know, she eats a fucking croissant in the first episode.
Sure.
But look, it's great. It's light and fluffy. She wears some great outfits. There's a hot love interest. It's set in the city of Paris. We can't travel for at least a year.
Did they film it on location or where was it actually filmed?
Yeah, it's definitely filmed in Paris for sure. Mm. It's just easy. It's one of those shows you pop on when you're a bit hungover. You know, you don't have to pay a lot of attention.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. You can tune in, tune out. You can have your phone in front of you but still catch up. I'm enjoying it. It's awful. It's awful, but it's also amazing.
I'll probably watch it if it's awful. People keep recommending critically acclaimed television shows to me and I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely put that on the list and then I just start watching The OC again from the start
it's very hard not to to judge people when, say if you like a show and then someone says, oh no, that show's shit. Jess, you started watching Schitt's Creek. What is your review on Schitt's Creek?
I love
Schitt's Creek.
I haven't watched a single episode.
I watched the first episode and it was bad.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Jess.
So, Gemma, do you know what Josh said to me? Because I said the same thing. I said I watched two episodes. I tried to give it its time of day and I said, nah, it's just not that funny. It's weird acting. Like, I can see how some lines are funny, but it just, the setting, the whole narrative, just, I didn't like it. And then, so Josh told me that because of that, I don't have a sense of humour.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's interesting.
Isn't that the most offensive thing you've ever heard?
We didn't need to finish by just
I have been told. I have been told by a lot of people who love the show, give it a season. And I was like, I'm sorry, why? Why would I waste a whole season? A season. I'm sorry.
I've seen TikTok videos that make jokes about you have to skip the first 45 minutes or something. Like if you just if you can just make it for the first 45 minutes of it, then you'll understand it. Like
yeah, I mean,
wait, but Josh, do you like shows?
Instant gratification?
Exactly. You'll love Emily in Paris, Jeff. Do you, Josh? Do you like shows? Okay, so these are the kind of questions that I ask on first dates, mm-hmm. and then immediately discount them if they answer the incorrect way. Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm my kind of humor and my kind of shows are like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec,
The Office.
The Office, right? Mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah.
UK if Office.
If you're into Superior. Either, really, if you're into Big Bang Theory, no. Two and a Half Men. No. That is not for me. And I don't even like Seinfeld, guys. I don't like Seinfeld.
Neither. Say it. Neither do I. Thank you.
I don't like it.
It's not funny. Yes. Sorry. It's not funny.
It's so not if about you, anything.
Do you know how many people, do you know how many boys, men? Nah, they're boys. That's cool. Let's call them what they are. Do you know how many boys on, you've opened a can of worms with this one. Do you know how many
tell
boys
us what you think on, of guys who
on,
have shoot
on
off.
Dating, on dating apps. Hang on. Have stuff about like Seinfeld being the deal breaker. Like I think they're trying to find their perfect match by bringing up Seinfeld early on. I'm like, thank you so much for allowing me to know that you'd like Seinfeld because I'm going to immediately swipe left to you. Because if you think Seinfeld is the best show in the world, then you and I are not going to get along at all.
No, I get it. I get the Seinfeld pushback. The other shows that you mentioned, Two and a Half Men, not really interested. I don't watch that much. But I think things like The Office.
If you tell me Big Bang Theory is funny, I will literally
well,
shut
no,
the computer screen.
No. The Office, The Office is great. 30 Rock is great. What
I've
else?
I've got
is
a controversial one.
Okay, what? Here we go.
Friends. Never got
I love
into
Friends.
It.
Oh.
Mm. Shit.
Oh. I know. Can we meet me a new producer?
Okay. Yeah. What's your issue with Friends? Jess?
I think my thing is
Friends
I
is
don't
like watermelon. It's not
series.
Offensive. You can't be offended by
well,
Friends.
Well, you can if we know anything.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can.
No, so the Friends thing, and
yeah,
I
could watch it if it was on, but it's not mm-hmm. my go-to. You know how some people literally go to sleep with it on, like they want to rewatch it, like Jem does with the.
But that's
OC.
Because it's like background noise. They've watched it so many times. It's like Sex and the City for me. They've watched it so many times. Good. It's easy to have on in the background, so you're not sitting in silence. Is it an age thing? Wait, how old is everybody? I'm about to turn 33. Jess, you're only 30. Oh, okay. Maybe it's not an age thing then.
So I think that there's yeah,
I'm 14 and I love it.
Yeah, well, I think anything that we watched when we were younger, I think that we obviously are drawn to. So I like I love Laguna Beach. I love all those sort of MTV reality shows.
Did I already recommend
Family Guy the other day?
Family Guy the other day just because I was like wanted something that I could start from the start. And I tried to do it with The Simpsons. So I was getting annoyed that my mate was always doing The Simpsons references and I just didn't understand them. And so I got Disney Plus and I-
For Hamilton only, obviously.
No, for The Simpsons. And I bought a moleskin notepad and I would do a Simpsons diary.
You're
and so
such
I'd say,
a loser, like, honestly.
So
this
I'd
is
write,
so on brand.
I would write down what the plot, this was like a year ago, writing down the plot and what I
Very
remember.
Cool.
And unfortunately, I fell off pretty quickly because the idea was I was going to watch
Did
one
you use
old
your
episode.
Flashcards or?
No, my index cards. No.
Index cards, but please use the correct term phrase.
So, I do look, so like, sorry. Happy birthday, Tully, is an index card. Like,
oh,
I've got all
that's
the references,
cute.
4 year of glow, 4 years of Glow Journal.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweet. You're actually
let
using
Jess
them
speak, for- that one, that's what that says. No, I've got everything covered.
Josh, great. I have a recommendation for you quickly.
Yeah.
You mentioned Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't. Whitney Port, you know, yeah, she's amazing.
Her podcast.
She and her husband have a YouTube channel, and they just finished rewatching all of the episodes of The City, and her husband Timmy was one of the producers. So it's like Gogglebox, but she's the star and he was the producer. So they pause it and they have little behind the scenes tidbits. It was so fun, and they're about to start redoing it with The Hills.
Oh, that's great. So I watched her interview with Lauren Conrad the other day.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting. I mean, Lauren's quite a private person, I feel.
Her voice has changed a lot. I saw a snippet.
Yeah. Well, she sort of just, I think she pushed back a lot on the whole reality. Like she went on and had a business and did all other stuff and sort of pushed that away.
Yeah.
Jem, did you meet Whitney when she was at the polo that year?
No, I didn't.
I did.
Was she amazing?
She nice?
When I say meet, I my friend asked if I could get a photo with her.
You would have looked like twins. You're both so tall and beautiful and blonde.
She looked I mean, I was just so starstruck. I mean, she's, that's really? Up there with me meeting Audrina Partridge. They're two of the best, I think. I've really, you know, I've made it when I've met those kind of celebrities.
I can't imagine you getting starstruck.
Oh, my goodness. No, you know what? I actually don't. There's one person I would be absolutely starstruck about, and that's Taylor Swift. If I ever met her, I would... I can't even talk about it. I would just cry.
What about Miley? I think Miley has that vibe as well.
No, you're not into Miley? I love Miley, but Miley's hung out with friends that I know in LA. I feel like it would be much easier to stumble into a party and Miley's having a joint in the corner and I would be like, oh, fuck, that's Miley. But Taylor, oh, my God, she's a queen.
Her doco was great. Did you see, like, in her doco, they have the whole scene where people are talking about how she looks and all of that sort of thing. Nikki Glaser, the comedian, have you seen this?
Jackie Rose Studios.
Yeah.
I've seen Nikki.
She was on Jackie Rose Studios, but she's mates. Her ex is good friends with the Hamish and Andy crew because he was producing.
I was in LA and Beck Harding, who's obviously Andy's partner, told me to go see Nikki's show that night and they hooked it up somehow. So that's
Nikki's so funny.
She's so funny. But
anyway, she got blasted.
Because there was basically if you're talking for a living, especially as a comedian, you just say shit that you don't actually believe, but you're just saying because it's funny. And she did a bit around, Taylor's too skinny, blah, blah, blah. And then she's watching the trailer of the Taylor Swift doco and she hears her voice.
I would just vomit.
And she's like, fuck. And so she ended up doing it. She did a post on Instagram and then Taylor commented responded. And said.
Perfect apology. Yeah. That was beautifully written. Yeah.
But also, like, Taylor, like, you know, guys, like, Tay-Tay's forgiving, you know? Like, that's all she needed. She sent Katy Perry a hand-woven blanket for her newborn baby. And as we know, they've famously had a feud. They have patched it up prior to the baby being born. But I just thought that was such a beautiful little touch.
There's something so normal about Katy Perry.
I think so too. Even though she could live
next door. And it would just be like, hey, Katie.
I think those two together are a really, like, kooky couple. Hey, Jess, what are your thoughts?
Let me speak, guys.
I knew it would be hard. I knew it would be hard with me and Jem to get a word in. So I'll try and keep my mouth shut.
I cared so much about Katy Perry? But I do.
I have nothing to say on Katy Perry. To be honest.
You're more sort of a Metallica gal.
Yeah. You know, old school rock and roll folk, that type of thing. We've gone through this.
I'm glad the Fleetwood Mac stuff is making a comeback with that meme. That's great too.
I feel like it already had though. Like they've come out to Australia twice now, or, you know, at least twice. And then Stevie Nicks has come out solo as well. So it's,
the original White Witch.
I've been told I look like a young Stevie Nicks many times.
I think you're usually prettier than a young Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, usually by old drunk guys.
That'll do it.
Did everyone see that the viral video of the guy on the skateboard with the cranberry juice?
Of course.
Yes.
He's suing a company because a company's put his face on a T-shirt.
And he's suing
them.
Yeah, I get that. Anyway, we've got to go. But thank you.
Mr. 97 just replied to a text that I sent him on Sunday. So perfect.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Jem. Thank you, Jess. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tully.
Happy birthday. Thanks,
21
guys.
Today.
Absolutely 21 today. Yeah.
Go check out Glow Journal, the podcast. by the lovely Gemma Watt, Queen Gronk, and also check out Too Much Tully with Tully Smythe, and you'll Jess is there as well, and she gets to talk.
She's getting a new producer though,
and it's Screenplay Sunday.
It's Screenplay Sunday as well. Today, Tully Smythe is on Screenplay Sunday.
I am, and I really bring it.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Jess lets me down, but I really bring my A game.
Perfect. Right. Enjoy your Sunday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.
See you guys.